It's time for Success Profiles Radio with your host, Brian K. Wright. Have you ever wondered if there's more to life than you're currently living? Then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Every week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. Guests will come from many different backgrounds, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. Every show is a dose of inspiration. This is Success Profiles Radio. And now, here's your host, Brian K. Wright.
Hello and welcome to Success Profiles Radio. I'm your host, Brian K. Wright. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. I'm honored that you chose to spend part of your day with me here. And this is going to be a really amazing and fantastic show. I will introduce my guest in a moment. I promise we're going to learn a lot today. It will be terrific. If you've been with me for any length of time, you know that I usually like to take a minute or two to share some things I've been learning and thinking about lately. And I usually do this every week. Recently, I was thinking about problem solving. Sometimes we feel like we are in a situation that we have no idea how to handle. Author Brian Tracy discusses one of my favorite problem solving strategies in his book, Create Your Own Future. And I've tried this myself with a lot of success. The first thing you need to do is ask a very focused question, such as, how can I raise an extra $10,000 in the next month? Having a laser focused question is very important because it gives you a specific target. Here's the second part of your strategy. Come up with at least 20 answers to the question you just developed. Take out a sheet of paper, a Word document, whatever you want to do, and write the question at the very top. Then number your paper 1 to 20 and get started. Write down anything that comes to mind without evaluating them. The first 4 or 5 solutions you come up will be very easy, but your creativity will really begin to kick in when you look beyond the really obvious solutions. It is entirely possible that your best answer is the last one you write down. Only when you have finished should you begin to evaluate the best ones to use. If this exercise helps you come up with 2 or 3 usable ideas, then your time has been very well invested. And if you've not picked up my latest book, it's called The Greatest Lessons I Learned from My Coach, and it is my 10th book. And I'm very happy and grateful if you would pick that up and leave a 5-star review on Amazon if you think it deserves it. But I share some of the greatest lessons I learned from my coach, and so did some of my collaborative authors, and I have been told that it's the best one so far. So I take that feedback with much happiness and humility, and please go get that. It's called The Greatest Lessons I Learned from My Coach. My guest this week is Mauro Starra. Let me tell you about him. He is the founder of Sixpack CEO, and he's a peak performance expert and trusted advisor to successful CEOs and business owners. Known as the last resort for those exhausted from mainstream approaches, Mauro specializes in resolving challenges where others have failed. By prioritizing advanced blood work testing and personalized coaching, he tackles the root cause of stagnation, which is hormones. With his guidance, clients achieve lifelong, sustainable transformations, reclaiming vitality and confidence amidst demanding schedules. We have so much to unwrap and unravel today. I have so many questions, and I'm sure you probably do too. So with all this in mind, here is my very special guest, Mauro Starra. Mauro, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you, Brian, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're so very welcome. So the first question I usually love to ask is, did you envision early on that you would be where you are today?
Depends how early on, but yes, I knew I didn't want to be in a 9-to-5 and in, you know, in corporate back in Switzerland, that I knew I wanted to have my own thing and help people in a, on a transformative level. And I had that vision. It may not have been that clear how it is today, but yes, I knew I'm going to go down that path pretty early on, over a decade ago.
That is absolutely fantastic. So tell us about growing up in Switzerland. What was that like? That's one of the countries I'd love to visit, by the way.
Oh, it's great. I think you learn a lot of things that will help you further on in life. You're very disciplined. People are very on time there. Like a lot of basics that I feel have gotten lost these days in terms of respect and manners. The education is great. People are very friendly. Food is great. There's no capital gain, right? That's like a big discussion right now in the US. So No capital gain taxes there. You know, the economy is very, very strong. You have a lot of opportunities. So I can't really say anything bad about Switzerland other than maybe the weather and the long winters, if someone doesn't like the cold and a lot of snow.
Sure. What brought you to the U.S.?
Well, I'm not in the U.S.
Well, so you are in Switzerland.
I was in Switzerland, and then I moved to Spain and Mexico. It was mainly the warm weather and also the time zone for my business.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us about your path. How did you end up where you are right now? Where did it all begin?
So I started working out and taking better care of myself, or let's just say getting in shape around 2010, 2011. I was very skinny, lacked confidence. And I said, hey, if I, you know, get in better shape, it would open new pathways. Specifically back then, I was very young, 17, 18, for girls. And as I started working out, getting in shape, nothing really happened. After a year, I hired a coach, and then things started to move forward. Now, as I transform myself, a lot of people in my environment reached out for help, and they said, hey, I want you to help me. I saw your results. And so I had this little personal training consulting thing on the side. I was working corporate and banking in Switzerland, and was also building out some online things. And basically I was chasing wealth, mm-hmm. and eventually gave up my health in the process with all the things on my plate. I burned myself out, had issues with my heart health. And, that was really rock bottom for me when that happened with my heart. And that's where I, you know, started prioritizing myself more, took better care of myself, and saw the opportunity. Hey, there's a lot of guys in here in this corporate environment, usually a little bit older than me, mm-hmm. that I can help, I can lead, and I can transform just the way I did with myself. And that's where the vision started to get clear on, hey, I had this downfall, but thanks to the learning lessons and what I was going through, I now have a skill or a skill set and a gift to help so many other men and change really the trajectory of humanity. Because ultimately, if the man is not leading himself, well, his team, his employees, the household, everyone that he's pouring into will get only so much from him. And there is a certain perception of respect and his attitude there as well.
Absolutely. And you talked about having a coach. That's a topic that comes up a lot on the show. So tell us how important it was for you to have a coach to get your journey going.
Well, I never wanted a coach, right? I think nobody initially wants a coach, or very few people. They don't see the value and say, I don't need a coach, especially like man type A high achievers. Like, oh, I can do that myself. I've been in shape. I've always made money, whatever area of your life you're in, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, after a year, like I hit the gym 3 days a week, and I was not perfect, but I was pretty much consistent, and I had nothing to show for. Like people, like my friends were like, do you even lift? How often do you train? Like, this is not working, give up. And the frustration was so big that I said, okay, I must be doing something wrong. Whatever I'm doing is not working. And if I'm going to put in the effort, like, I also want an ROI. And that's where I got help. And I'm very, very happy I did.
Yeah, absolutely. So when things get tough, what causes you to not give up?
That's a great question. So it depends on, you know, the topic. I don't want to say I give up, but sometimes you just have to say, okay, this doesn't make sense. Let me go in a different direction and move on. So maybe not giving up on the vision, on the goal, but rather on the mechanism or the vehicle to get there. But for me, it's like having that vision in mind and seeing, hey, even though right now it's not so fun and you're facing adversity, there's something big out there that I want. And everyone that got there had to go through that, because if the path was so easy, then you would see a bunch of people on the other side. So keeping that vision and the outcome that you want, the benefits out there, making that so big that the temporary pain that you have to go through, is never bigger or equal to that gain, right? So I think that's like the first thing. And the second thing is also how you perceive yourself. Like for me, I'm very persistent. I would say I'm very disciplined. And because I see myself that way, I'm not just not going to throw the towel right away for something when it doesn't work out. It's like, well, you just started this. Obviously, you're not going to be great at it. Your skill sets are next to zero. So, you know, put your head down, stay humble, and start working and improving on yourself there.
Absolutely. We've got a couple minutes or so to our first break. Tell us why you decided to be an entrepreneur, and was your family supportive of that decision?
Yes, very, very supportive. I mean, overall very supportive. It was more like friends who doubted me and said like, what if it doesn't work out? Mm-hmm. You know, like you should study on the side or, you know, advance your career. And for me, it was like, no, I don't want the plan B because that will allow me to back out. I want to go all in and burn the bridges. And I'm happy I did so. And as far as why I wanted to be an entrepreneur, for me, it was like, initially it was freedom. It's like, I want to be free in the sense of, I don't want to have someone else tell me when to work and like give me the orders. I don't do so well with authority. So that was a big part. But I knew that if I wanted to have an impact or make an impact and help people change and transform, then I needed to do my own thing versus being under someone else's wings and being in their frame. I would not be able or not be free to make the decisions I want to a certain level.
Absolutely. We've got less than a minute until our first break, and this is absolutely fantastic. We're talking to Mauro Starra, and we're going to talk about how he helps people get in the best shape of their lives. We'll talk about how to know who to listen to, the mindset you need, and we'll talk about something that he calls the kinetic method. This is the cornerstone for all of his work. We'll explain all of that and much more when we come back. This is Success Profiles Radio. Please stay with us. Don't go away. We will return shortly.
Is to motivate and inspire others to discover their unique talents and follow their dreams in life. This is Success Profiles Radio.
It's words you never heard.
Did Scotch tape originate in Scotland? Nope. The popular gift wrapping tape was actually developed right here in the United States. In 1926, the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company, 3M, was being a bit rapacious, trying to save a little scratch or money, and started using a cheaper adhesive on their sticky tape. A Detroit automaker ordered some of this newer, cheaper tape to use for spray painting auto bodies. But the automaker complained because the tape was Scotch, a politically incorrect word that meant cheap or stingy. While the tape didn't have the adhesion to satisfy the automaker, it was hardly a Gifu jet. That's an unnecessary thing. It had many other uses, as we all know. So the tape was kept in production, and the name Scotch just stuck.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Have you ever thought about writing a book? Surveys show that 81% of people wish they could, but many never do. If you're one of those people, I can tell you why. You don't think you have time, you may not know how, or you might not believe you are a good enough writer. When you're working with an experienced coach, these reasons go away because I will help you every step of the way. If you want to know more about how to write a nonfiction book, whether it's business, self-help, or how-to, reach out to me at www.briankwright.com for more information. Once again, that's briankwright.com.
Welcome back to Success Profiles Radio. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. And this show will clearly demonstrate the principles, if I can do it, you can do it. So let's get back to the show. This is Success Profiles Radio. And here again is your host, Brian K. Wright.
we are back. This is Success Profiles Radio. My very special guest this week is Mauro Stara, and we are talking about fitness and building a fitness career. And if you have not downloaded and subscribed to Success Profiles Radio on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please do that. Leave a review. That would mean a lot. The show's been going on for almost 12 and a half years, and I'm just very happy and grateful that I have the opportunity to speak with all of you and have you listening every single week. So, Mauro, let me ask, what do you think is the highest value skill that anyone can develop?
Very, very good question. I would say pattern recognition. Maybe with AI, that will fall a little bit behind. Let's see. But I think anyone can create like a checklist or routine to help people out or solve certain problems. But if you can see certain patterns in things and create a system out of that, I think there was some research done, and I think it was actually from the folks that do the IQ test, and they said someone that has pattern recognition skills, they usually have a higher IQ. Obviously, that doesn't mean it's like the best paid thing, but I think that's a very strong foundation for innovation and creating new solutions to problems, and new solutions, better solutions, faster solutions, ultimately is what we get paid for as entrepreneurs, right? Creating solutions to problems. And if we can do it better than anyone else, like take Apple, they didn't come up with something new. It was just better and more user-friendly, at least for most people. Yeah. And look where they are today, right?
Absolutely. What do you think is the most expensive mistake you've ever made? It can be financial. It doesn't have to be. It can be held. It was something you held on to for way too long, or something you didn't start nearly soon enough.
Yeah, I don't think it was something I did, rather something I didn't do. And if I look back, I wouldn't say there was one thing, but maybe a few things. And if we talk about patterns, which follow the pattern exactly what you said of not acting sooner. So I believe for a lot of things in life, there's a timeline in the sense of the door is open and at some point it closes, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say a passport, the visa, and once that is gone, that is gone. So for me, I would say, you know, I started running ads back in 2018, 2019, and I don't know if you run ads or not, but and those listening, but back in 2018, 2019, like it was almost a steal, and it was so easy compared to now with all the regulations to run Facebook ads. And as I got into it, I remember, like, dude, if you got into that just 1-2 years earlier, that would have been insane. So yeah, I would say it's the cost of inaction or hesitation to jump into it, and then you do it and say, oh man, I wish I did this sooner. And that was the main one for me.
Absolutely. So let's start talking about your business. It is called Six Pack CEO. How did you decide to start that, and how did you decide on that name?
So for the name, we just rebranded recently to that, like less than a year ago.
Okay.
About a year ago. And before, it was mainly like Kinetic. Well, the method is the Kinetic method, and the name was more Kinetic Man, but that wasn't like very appealing, and it was not like the identity that I wanted to sell and have the man that we work with embody. Mm-hmm. So I spoke with a client, and then another client, and got their inputs and sat down. And then I said, okay, what is it that I'm really selling, and who are they becoming? Well, we're really selling them or helping them achieve the six pack. And then they're a business owner, a CEO, a man with apps, right? And that's how it came together. And that's ultimately what we embody, right? So that's like the whole or the little name and branding story in regards to that. And the other piece is really back from banking. That's where it started moving in that direction, helping men, whether it's executives, CEOs, business owners, typically 35, 40 plus, get back in shape, based really on my my own downfall and, you know, rise in my career, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think Six Pack CEO speaks very clearly to what you're doing, more so than Kinetic Man, because I would ask, what does that mean? And if you have to explain your branding, it's probably not very good.
I agree.
Yeah, for sure. So what is the correlation between being physically fit and success in business?
There are a couple. Obviously, the obvious one, when you look better, you feel better. And when you feel better, you perform better. And as an entrepreneur, your performance or your income is directly tied to your performance. If you're tired, need a lot of coffees, you're napping all the time, that will have an impact on your income, your impact, your business. But then the not so obvious one is the mental aspect or the mental toughness of it. And what I mean by that is, when you are physically fit, and not just fit, but elite. So if you have a six pack, 10% body fat, you're really top 1% of men alive. And that's not me just saying it. If we look at the American College of Sports Medicine, they put out that list, around 10% body fat, you're really top 1%. And when you know that you're in the 1% of the area in your life that you have the most control over, within 1 or 2 years, because it doesn't take that long unless someone has, like, you know, 150 pounds to lose. And even then, right, let's say 2.5, 3 years, maybe less, and they're done with that. So if you know in that short amount of time, I was able to climb the ladder and get to the top 1%, it will spill over to all other areas of your life where you've been playing yourself or selling yourself short, and it allows you to overachieve and get better and better. And there, it's because it opens your mind to a lot of possibilities, in the sense of, hey, I was able to do this in just 6 months, 1 year, 1.5 years, 2 years, and get to an elite number. Well, what can I do in all other areas of my life? And usually we see, not all guys, but we see a lot of guys do so much better in their marriage, so much better in their business, not just like money-wise, but leadership-wise as well.
Mm-hmm. If someone has 40 or 50 pounds to lose, how long realistically, I mean, first of all, can that person get a six pack, and how long would it realistically take?
First, or to answer the second question, can they get a six pack? 99% of the times, yes. I even think 100% of the times, I say 99% because some people need to go really, really to low level of body fat to have like a six pack, and they may just not feel great going there. So they stop a little bit early and they have like a four pack. So they see the upper four and they don't see like the really bottom, or their core is just very short. So if you think like the most famous fitness person, Arnold, he never really had a six pack, he had a four pack. If you look at his abs or just the composition, that's his genetics, right? So they're like bigger, but the space is smaller there for him and for that. So maybe to put that 1% that would not have it there. As far as the 40 to 50 pounds, so it always depends from person to person on their metabolism. Some people have a little bit of a slow metabolism. Some people have a faster one, and their work ethic, and how much weight they have to lose, which you said, right? And if there are any health issues, like very slow thyroid, low testosterone, and so on. But let's say they have no real health issues aside from, you know, the issues that come with being overweight, but like no complex health issues. Their metabolism is normal, average, not too slow, not too fast, and they want to lose 50 pounds. We usually go with 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's very realistic. So that would be anywhere from 25 to 50 weeks that it will take someone to drop that amount of weight. If you go more aggressive, under 25 weeks, a lot of times you just end up losing muscle mass, and that will slow down your metabolism. You look skinny fat, and you don't really have an exit strategy, means the weight will just come back very quick.
Great. So If we were to compare what you do to what other fitness professionals do, what gap in the marketplace does your company fill?
So if I look at the marketplace, then I see a lot of fitness companies, they focus a lot on the outside metrics, meaning training, macros, meal plans, activity. But what's very overlooked are the inside metrics, like what is going on inside your body. And that's your hormones, right? And I'm not saying you can't lose weight, you can't get in shape without, you know, taking care or looking at blood work and your hormones. But when you look at those, you see exactly, okay, what would be the most optimal approach for that person? What diet should that person follow follow and responds better to than others, right? And that will give us the insights and the edge to see people transform faster, more effective, with a little bit less effort because of that, versus let's try this. And then you follow that plan religiously and according to the books, you should be progressing, but you're not, or you're moving turtle slow. And maybe you're just overlooking a few things that your labs would show you and say, hey, maybe you should not have those foods because you have an autoimmune issue. You're very, very inflamed and that will hold a lot of water. And you know, it's not the most optimal strategy for you.
Absolutely. We're coming up against our next break. My very special guest is Mauro Stara, and we are talking about fitness and achieving optimum health for peak performance. And when we come back from the break, I will ask him to break down what the kinetic method actually means. We'll talk about hormone optimization. We'll talk about getting blood work done and why that's important. And we'll also talk about how you measure a client's success apart from just the physical transformation that they experience. And these are all very, very, very important questions. We'll also talk about what stops people from staying on track with their fitness. And we'll talk about carb timing, because that's a topic that doesn't get talked about a lot, but it's a very interesting idea to ask about. So we'll talk about all of this when we come back. This is Success Profiles Radio. Please stay with us. Don't go away. We'll come right back after the break.
The mission is to motivate and inspire others to discover their unique talents and follow their dreams in life. This is Success Profiles Radio.
Have you ever thought about writing a book? Surveys show that 81% of people wish they could, but many never do. If you're one of those people, I can tell you why. You don't think you have time, you may not know how, or you might not believe you are a good enough writer. When you're working with an experienced coach, these reasons go away because I will help you every step of the way. If you want to know more about how to write a nonfiction book, whether it's business, self-help, or how-to, reach out to me at www.briankwright.com for more information. Once again, that's briankwright.com.
If you are in business, what is the number one thing that stops revenue growth? Not having enough leads. Data is the new gold rush. With PhoneSites, that is never an issue. You can generate as many leads as you want without paying a lead broker. With PhoneSites, you can build a website or sales funnel from your mobile device in 5 minutes or less without any technical skills or without downloading an app. It's easy and you have nothing to lose. Try it for free for 14 days at PhoneSites.com/Brian. Once again, that's PhoneSites.com/Brian.
Welcome back to Success Profiles Radio. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. And this show will clearly demonstrate the principles, if I can do it, you can do it. So let's get back to the show. This is Success Profiles Radio. And here again is your host, Brian K. Wright.
And we are back. This is Success Profiles Radio. My very special guest this week is Mauro Stara, and we're talking about all things relating to fitness and achieving the shape of our lives. And if you have not subscribed to Ultimate Achievers Magazine, we're working on the May issue right now, and it should be done in the next week or two. So I'm very excited about that. And you can go to ultimateachieversmagazine.com to subscribe. You can read every single issue that we've done all the way back to December 2017. And if you were to read one issue a week, it would take you longer than a year to finish everything on the site. So there's plenty of content to absorb. And I would love to have you subscribe. ultimateachieversmagazine.com. So, Mauro, let's ask about the kinetic method. This is the cornerstone of your work. So tell us about that and how you work with people to achieve optimum fitness through this.
Yeah, it's very simple. It's a holistic approach that looks at four pillars from training, nutrition, recovery, and activity. And we start by getting in labs. So we get in blood work, looks at 95 biomarkers from sex hormones, thyroid function, organs, vitamins, minerals, white blood cells, red blood cells. And that will give us the baseline on the plan. We then create, based on that, a customized plan laid all out for our clients in a mobile app. So what to do, when to do it, how to do it, all laid out, and monitor their performance. So it's not just like accountability coaching and, you know, cheering for you. Rather, right, looking at all the data points and, hey, here's what you're doing great. Here's what you can optimize. And basically do all the heavy lifting. 95% is what we do and lay it all out. And then 5% is what the client has to do, which is the implementation and doing the work.
For example, okay, great. So let's break some of this down. Hormone optimization. What is that? How does that impact the fitness journey?
There are so many ways we can go about it, but let's keep it simple and let's focus on, you know, the bigger three, four players. So one of them is insulin, your sugar. When you eat, or every time you eat protein and carbs, your sugar goes up and your body will release insulin from your pancreas to bring the sugar down. Usually brings it first into the muscles, and eventually when the muscles are full, it goes to the liver, converts it into triglycerides, and then if there's too much of that in the blood, it will get stored as fat. With that said, what happens is a lot of people, usually they start the day with like carbs, like an oatmeal, like a fruit smoothie juice whatsoever. And while it is a good choice, a healthy choice, the timing is off. Because what happens is it spikes your sugar. Now your body releases insulin to lower your sugar levels. And as your sugar drops, you start to be tired. You have cravings. You're hungry. And you want to overeat again, or you want a snack. And it puts you in that blood sugar roller coaster all day long, where you're snacking, you're eating, and so on. And they did a study. They took two groups. One group had 500 calories of, steak and eggs, and the other group had 500 calories of cereals and some milk. And the cereal group had 500 calories, just as a steak group, and they had breakfast both at 8 a.m. At 10 a.m., the cereal group got hungry and wanted to eat again. The steak group, again, same calories, got hungry at 2 p.m. So the whole goal of optimizing hormones, or let's say optimizing insulin, should be that you're not hungry and your appetite is low, and that's what's going to make it easy to eat less naturally and not by willpower, a lot of force.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's the first one. Very easy step anyone can implement, and it will have a dramatic effect on their weight loss journey. The other one is testosterone. These days, a lot of men are on TRT because their testosterone is low, and it is a very, very big problem. And if your testosterone is low, your ability to build muscle, to lose fat, is still there, but it's just a lot slower. You feel a lot more tired. And we know today that testosterone makes effort feel easier. It makes effort feel good. So when your testosterone is high, you want to do things that you may not feel like doing, like going to the gym, taking on, cold calling, doing a sales call, doing outreach, whatever it is. And when you optimize that, you just automatically take more action on the things you should be doing, but maybe not doing. And what a lot of men don't realize or don't know is they don't have to go on TRT. They can optimize it naturally. Now, some of them will have to go eventually TRT just because even when they optimize everything naturally, it doesn't go up. But for a lot of guys, it's like when they optimize their sleep, their stress levels, nutrient deficiencies, then they will be able to optimize their testosterone levels naturally, and that will just give them a better ROI at the gym with their energy levels, with their libido, and also with their fat loss results and body composition. So yeah. I would say these are like the two bigger ones, most important ones.
Yeah. How do you raise testosterone naturally for the guys?
So there are a few things. If I had to prioritize them, sleep is the most important one. Most of your testosterone is produced when you sleep, specifically during REM sleep. That's rapid eye movement in the later stages of the night. That's like the dreaming phase. And that's where most of your testosterone is produced. And a lot of times it's why when you wake up in the morning, you have morning erection, which is a very important sign of optimal blood circulation, blood flow, metabolic health, and testosterone libido. It's because you just came out of a REM sleep phase if you track your sleep with an Oura Ring or Fitbit. So sleep is the first one. Stress, right? Cortisol suppresses testosterone, and it makes sense. If you're in a fight or flight situation, then your body doesn't think about reproducing, which testosterone or part of it is here for. Diet quality, so making sure you don't have any nutrient deficiencies, so like magnesium, zinc, boron, vitamin D. These are all, I would say, the four key players here to make sure you optimize for testosterone production. Cholesterol, which you get from animal fats, also a very important precursor to optimize testosterone levels. Food quantity, meaning if you're eating too little from both carbohydrates or fats, your testosterone will be decreased. And then sunlight, which kind of goes into vitamin D, is also a cofactor there. So I would say these are like the four or five big ones. Weight loss plays a role as well for some guys, not for all guys when I look at their labs, but for some guys, if their estrogen is really high. And the last one would just be like plastics and any chemicals in the environment that we put on our body. I've not seen that has made like a huge difference, but it's also a tiny optimization here and there. So for example, BPA, a lot of ads these days show that we have, they have like clothes that are BPA free, and they promote that because that's healthier. And we know that BPA has an impact as well on testosterone levels, right?
Great, great. Let's talk about blood work. How important is that? This sets the baseline for everything that you do, right?
Correct.
So tell us about that. What do you measure?
So we get in labs that look at 95 biomarkers, and we have sugar, so glucose is the first section that we look at. We have lipids, so cholesterol, lipoproteins, which carry the cholesterol particles, and also show a genetic risk of a cardiac event, organ function, so liver, kidney. We have testosterone, which we just talked about, thyroid function as well, very, very important for body temperature, metabolism, hair loss, white blood cells, red blood cells. And that gives us a very good picture and overview and snapshot of where someone is right now, and tells us, okay, here's where you are right now. Here's where we need to make adjustments and increase or decrease certain things with your diet, with lifestyle changes, with supplements. And if we need further testing, then that very big test will give us indication what it may be.
Yeah, for sure. So how do you measure a client's success apart from the physical transformation that they will end up seeing?
Well, sticking to the blood work, we do follow-up testing every 90 to 180 days, typically 180 days, but for some guys, we do it every 90 days, either depending on a higher package they picked, or if they have some autoimmune issue or just something that's a little bit more urgent. And that will give us insights on, okay, what does success look like inside, not just outside? Where did it improve? And what didn't improve or even got worse, right? That's the reality. I'm not here to tell you everything improves. Some things may go a little bit down, and we have to course correct and see, okay, why did everything here improve, but this one marker went down, and make tweaks and adjustments. So labs is one thing. Performance at work, mental clarity, a little bit harder to measure, but the biofeedback that we get from clients there, we take their word for it in terms of that. Sometimes it's income. Obviously, the weight loss that you pointed out, we have also body measurements, so DEXA scans that we do every 90 days that look at fat loss, muscle mass, but also bone density. Very important. So the ladder, bone density, very important as we age to make sure that that is in a solid range and is not too low, because if you injure yourself and you break a bone, then at the age of like 65, 70 plus, you have very, very, very high risk of dying within 1 to 3 years if that fracture doesn't heal. So we want to make sure that the bone density is optimal there as well. So these are some of the points that we look at aside from just the number on the scale.
Sure. We've got less than 2 minutes to our final break. What do you think stops most men from staying on track with their fitness? Is it because they get easily sidetracked? They don't have a strong enough why? Because they don't know what to do? They hit a plateau? What do you think it is?
I don't think it's one thing. It depends on the archetype, and we can dive a little bit deeper into that as well. But different archetypes, different people have different reasons. But if there was like a priority list or a list of reasons why someone doesn't progress long term, a lot of times it's because their equation is built on willpower, meaning all they do is, okay, I'm disciplined, I need a lot of willpower. And it's not built on like solid systems that focus on fitting into their lifestyle. So basically, they fit their lifestyle into the program instead of fitting the program into their lifestyle.
Oh, that's a great, great answer. We're coming up against our final break. I cannot believe how quickly this is going. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about carb timing. We'll talk about how to maximize our energy during the day. We'll talk about who an ideal client is for Mauro and his company, and maybe we'll talk about one of his favorite client stories. We've got a lot to talk about when we come back. This is Success Profiles Radio.
Is to motivate and inspire others to discover their unique talents and follow their dreams in life. This is Success Profiles Radio.
If you are in business, what is the number one thing that stops revenue growth? Not having enough leads. Data is the new gold rush. With PhoneSites, that is never an issue. You can generate as many leads as you want without paying a lead broker. With PhoneSites, you can build a website or sales funnel from your mobile device in 5 minutes or less without any technical skills or without downloading an app. It's easy, and you have nothing to lose. Try it for free for 14 days at PhoneSites.com/Brian. Once again, that's PhoneSites.com/Brian.
For a long time that diamonds are precious or worth a lot of deuterumus. That means money. Did you ever wonder how a polished pebble becomes one of the most expensive things on earth? 2 centuries ago, diamonds were worn only by royalty. But in 1870, miners discovered huge deposits of diamonds in South Africa. And soon after, the diamond market was flooded. That's when a man named Cecil Rhodes started buying up shares of the diamond mines. 18 years later, Rhodes controlled the entire South African supply of diamonds. He started his own newspaper and magazine articles with clever ad campaigns about cut, clarity, color, and carat. He also convinced women that they weren't truly engaged to be married without a diamond ring.
It's Martin.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to Success Profiles Radio. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. And this show will clearly demonstrate the principles, if I can do it, you can do it. So let's get back to the show. This is Success Profiles Radio. And here again is your host, Brian K. Wright.
And we are back. This is Success Profiles Radio. My very special guest this week is Mauro Stara. And if you've not picked up my latest book, it's called The Greatest Lessons I Learned from My Coach. And you can get that on Amazon. It's selling well. And I cannot wait to have you experience that. Leave a 5-star review if you'd like. That would be highly appreciated as well. So, Mauro, we've been talking about a lot of things relating to the kinetic method that you take your clients through in an effort to help them achieve optimal fitness. Let's talk about carb timing. What is it? How does it help us control cravings, weight management, get us performing better? Talk about that, please.
Yeah, so as I touched a little bit on it before, we follow an approach that's called carb backcycling. Mm-hmm. That means we save all the carbs for later in the day. And what that does, it creates very stable levels of blood sugar during the day, meaning you have no hunger, no cravings, and it's very easy to manage appetite. And then in the evening, you have the carbs. And what that does is when you have those carbs at night, then it makes you feel a little bit more tired, which is good because it lowers your cortisol and it allows you to get better sleep quality, which is what you want. We don't want to be tired during the day. As business owners, we want to perform, want to make sure we get more done in less time. And then at night, we move those carbs back there.
That's great. So that helps control cravings during the day. So loading the front of the day with protein and saving most of your carbs for the end of it, does that sound right?
Yeah, so protein and fats and a little bit of veggies during the day. And then at night, you have also some protein, leaner protein, together with carbs. So let's say fruits, a little bit of starches. Always, obviously, depends on someone's profile, like their carb tolerance and everything. But yeah, that's like the big picture view.
Absolutely. So how do we maximize our energy during the day?
That is one thing. So making sure that you don't crash, like, okay, you crash in energy, why? And is it because of poor sleep? Is it because of the carb timing? So sleep and carb timing are two of the most important things to optimize energy levels. Walking, so every time you walk and you move your body, you increase blood flow as well, especially to the brain. This helps you feel more energized, less tired. So let's say you have a really heavy meal for lunch and you feel sluggish. Well, go for like a walk, 10, 15 minutes, 1,000 steps. That will help you digest the food better, increase blood flow, lower glucose and insulin a little bit quicker. And it will optimize energy levels there as well. And then optimal hydration. So making sure you stay hydrated. If you're dehydrated, then you'll automatically feel a lot more tired as well.
Yeah, for sure. So as we are moving, you know, in the last segment of the program here, I would like to ask who your ideal client is. If there are people out there listening thinking, I want to know more about this, who is your ideal client? Who do you love to work with?
Our best clients are typically men in their, let's say, 35, 40 plus, type A, high achievers, go-getters, and you know, they like some tough love, no BS attitude. They don't need to be sugar-coated and are snowflakes. They want to, you know, be told, hey, here's what you need to do and here's how we're going to do it. Have it all outlined, not do it yourself, rather done with you, done for you. So taking, you know, they're saving their mental bandwidth and having it all dialed in. Not a, you know, big ego. Oh, I know what to do. I used to, like, we don't do really well or wipe with those guys, but those are some of the core points and core values there.
Right. Because if you knew how to do it, you would have already done it and you would have the results, which clearly you don't, which is why they're coming to you. Exactly. So as a company, what is your best way to build customer loyalty?
That's a phenomenal question. ultimately, the number one thing is give them a world-class customer experience, because if someone is really happy, then obviously the odds are very high that they're going to stay. So great customer experience, making sure we over-deliver on their success. So not just give them what they signed up for, but much, much more in terms of support, in terms of coaching, aha moments, and going the extra mile there to lay it all out for them beyond what they thought they would sign up for, right? So results obviously is the number one thing. Also in our core values, like the client's success is the most important metric for our company. And then there are other factors. We have a community, so it gamifies it. It makes it a very competitive environment. Guys love the community. They want to stay in it with it. We have certain milestones that when people hit it, they get awards, they get a belt, they get a coin. I don't want to tell too much about that. I don't want to put like too much, you know, sweeten the pot with honey. That should be saved for later. But those are some of the things that we do there that reward their consistency, their commitment to the process. And that's like, those are some of the things we do.
Fantastic. Give us your favorite client story.
Oh, there are many client stories there I could tell you, but
you've got tons of them on your website.
The first that comes onto my mind is business owner, father, 42 years old, two kids, and they went to a kids park, and you had to be 200 pounds or less to participate in that activity. I can't remember exactly what activity it was, but it was some sort of like hanging and jumping into a river. And he was 240 pounds, really frustrated that, you know, he was so heavy, and the kids almost started crying. They weren't that happy. They took the whole trip, and daddy couldn't participate, and other dads were able to. So that was the catalyst for him to reach out. And then less than a year later, he goes back there, takes some pictures, and sends it to me. He's like, look, the weight loss is great, but and I feel better and everything. But look, this is like, no amount of money was able to buy me that. Right? No amount of money was able to buy me that seat and allow me to participate in that activity. But now I'm able to do it. And he sent me the photos and everything from that there. So I would say that was one of the more recent ones. And it was a great success story there that he shared with me.
That's fantastic. I love that. So what are the top core values you run your company by? This is a very important question.
We have 2 to 3 main ones. That's it. I used to have like a big list, and I've just found that's not really useful, neither for me, neither for my team, for nobody. It just gets lost, confusing. So I've nailed it down to like 2-3 main ones. Obviously at the top is customer success or member success. If the member is not successful, then, you know, nothing will last long term. So every decision we make should be on the member's success. The second one is hard work. Sounds very simple and is not always that easy, but everyone knows, if you show it to 100 people, everyone knows, okay, this is what hard work means. And hard work is not necessarily like grinding and hustling 80 hours a week, rather staying persistent. When someone says, yeah, no, I can't do that, I can't hit the gym, say, let's stay persistent, let's find a way how to do it. So reject those no's, reject those excuses. That's why they're stuck, and let's help them. So really, it's a blend of persistency. It's a blend of over-delivering, overachieving, going the extra mile. Like a lot of things or sub-values flow into that, but the overarching one is hard work. And the last one and the final one is integrity, meaning we work harder than everyone else without sacrificing our integrity, meaning we always do what's best for the client, and we don't just sell him, oh, maybe it's easy, just take this weight loss drug, or just do this, or hey, you could go on TRT, so we have the better before and after photos when clearly he didn't need it, right? So
right.
Keeping our integrity in the process, absolutely key.
Fantastic. Tell us about the free giveaway. We've got about maybe 3 minutes to the end.
Sure. So you can head to six-pack CEO, six written out, so the number six/gift, and there's a guide PDF with the four key micronutrients that can help men, especially in their 40s, with low testosterone, boost their testosterone levels naturally. So you can just type that in, sixpackceo.com/gift, and download the free giveaway there.
That's fantastic. What has surprised you the most about entrepreneurship?
Sorry, what was that? What surprised me the most?
Yes, about entrepreneurship.
You know, I used to work with a client, amazing client in the financial space, and he's been at it for 20 plus years. And he told me, listen, you know, I've done this for so long, and there are days almost every week, he's like, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And he still does it. And it's just amazed at the growth and opportunity. So I didn't really get it back then, but now I can definitely see it in the sense of that you get thrown, as an entrepreneur, you get thrown into the deep waters or taken to the deep waters. And there's so many challenges, and just being able to accept it and say, okay, I got to deal with this and I got to deal with this. And just, you know, accepting it and accepting those challenges for growth. I think I didn't expect it initially. I thought like, okay, you know, it's once and done, but it's like constant thing. And it kind of becomes addicting to a certain point.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So as we wrap up, the question I love asking everyone: who inspires and motivates you?
Who motivates me in terms of like business owner, entrepreneur, or...
Yeah, who inspires you to be better?
Ooh, great question. Various people. It can be a client where I see like, hey, client is pushing himself. He's getting better than me right now. You know, certain exercise, lifting heavier, I'm going to push myself more in that regard. Mm-hmm. It can be, you know, competitor that I see, you know, is working really hard and pushing himself there. So it really depends on the nature of the environment there.
Fantastic. Mauro, thank you so much for being here. You were fantastic today.
Thank you very much for having me, Brian.
And thanks to all of you for listening. This has been Success Profiles Radio. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, where I interview another world-class achiever, learn what they did, what they overcame, and the lessons we can learn along the way. Until next week, take care, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you for being a part of Success Profiles Radio with your host, Brian K. Wright. Each week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. We'll have guests that will come from many different backgrounds, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. For more on Brian and the show, check out his website, briank.com. If you've ever wondered if there's more to life than you're currently living, then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Join us again next week for more Success Profiles Radio with your host, Brian K. Wright.